And so we've reached the stage where we're talking CSI, not necessarily crime scene investigation, although, who knows, possibly CSI Seal. With fingerprints from the past, we're delighted to be able to welcome to this series of podcast previews, as far as Lincoln Lights is concerned, the fantastically talented, amazing, wonderful Philippa Hoskin. Good to connect with you as ever, Philippa.
Hello.
Philippa, share with us this whole notion of what you've been doing with fingerprints from the past, because it seems fascinating. We're working with the Imprint Project team, developing a whole variety of things, etc. Just break it down for us, please.
Right, yes. Imprint is an AHRC-funded project between the University of Lincoln and the University of Aberystwyth, where we're using forensic techniques to look at medieval prints on the back of wax seals. So when you impress your matrix, your sort of die, into your medieval wax seal to put on the bottom of your land grant, maybe, or other agreement, on the back, you often left a finger or a palm print, just incidentally, in the soft wax. And as the wax hardens, that gets left behind. Now, we want to think about what we can find out about those prints. So our forensic team are helping us to look at those and to see where we can see the same print across more than one seal, where we see different prints that might also be really interesting, maybe different prints on the backs of versions of the same matrix, so by the same person. And we're also thinking about lots of other things about how people actually made medieval wax, how people performed sealing, what that tells us about what people were thinking and about social networks, people's different ideas about how they fitted into society.
We're talking about something which clearly is 700-800 years old in terms of duration. So a lot of circuits around the Earth, around the Sun, and various other factors. Have there been any surprises in terms of what you've discovered from the scenarios? Anything that which you thought, oh, that's interesting?
Well, we've seen some really interesting individual items. We have managed to see, for example, a seal of Bishop Hugh of Lincoln with a print on the back. And we're looking for more seal copies of his seal because, of course, he's a saint. If we're lucky, because Hugh was known for being involved in his own document production, unusually so, it's written into his saint's life, then maybe we've actually got his print on the back, and that would be really exciting to see. We've also seen occasions when we can see how connected people are to their seals. A seal, if you're a small landowner, person of not very much status in society, that might be the only individual thing you own where you made a choice about what writing was going to be around the edge, about what image was going to be in the middle. And we can see examples of how people change those seals. There's a young woman in Lincoln who makes changes from her very simple seal when she's about 16 and does her first ever document to a very much more sophisticated one 10 years later when she is actually making some quite sharp land deals. She's moved up. And we can also see people who are desperate for their seal to stay the same. So even we can tell when they lose a seal or break a matrix, they go and have something made that's almost exactly the same because they want it to be about them. And we've also been able to do some work with things like the temperature wax, medieval wax, would have had to be for you to be able to put your matrix in, take it out, not so soft you lose the image, not so hard you can't do it, and how complicated and difficult that might be, and how that might tell us something about the expertise needed to do that.
Now, those of us who follow the CSI series are well aware of the way in which science is used to discover all sorts of things, all amazing, within 42 minutes usually, which is amazing. Clearly, this is a lot longer in terms of the ways forward. But in terms of using those forensic techniques, have you used things like gas, liquid, chromatography? Are we looking at other areas within the field?
What we've got is an amazing piece of equipment. It's called a crime light imager, and it's actually a piece of equipment that forensic scientists take out into the field. And basically, it works with the whole spectrum of light. So you can put whatever item it is that you're working with into the machine under the different lights, and we can use the whole spectrum, to look at it, to see where we get the best images, to shift it around and see what we get at different angles. And then when we're happy that we've got the best image we can, we capture it on a screen, on the computer screen, where we can look at it. And those are the images that forensic scientists use. That's what they work with.
So looking towards the workshop event, because clearly at the heart of Lincoln Lights is to expose the fabulous work that's being done across the university and beyond to the general public. And you mentioned obviously AHRC funding, in case people are wondering, is that another four-letter acronym? It's Arts Humanities Research Council, just to make it quite clear. But in terms of that, what can people expect from your good self, Professor Hoskin?
Well, what we're going to be doing is showing you how people actually made the medieval wax. So we're working with some medieval wax recipes in conservation, and we'll make up some wax there. Then we're going to be showing you how people actually sealed it, how they held the wax, how they put the matrix in and removed it, so you can see how the prints got there. We'll also have our fancy piece of equipment, our crime light imager there, so we'll be able to show you how that works, the sorts of material things that we might find from it, and we'll bring some of our results and talk to you about what we're already beginning to find.
And in terms of the legal aspects, clearly we're looking, as you mentioned there, about property and endorsing aspects and so on. For folk who are sort of thinking, is it going to be like Brother Cadwyle then? Are we going to see elements within that? I think it's fair to say we're not really dealing with murder cases here, are we, really, I suppose? Or was a seal the sort of final jurisdiction that was put on in terms of when final decisions were made?
No, but there are two interesting things that are arising from the material. And one of them might be connected to murder, might be. The first, in terms of medieval crime, is forgery. People forge documents. For example, there's one document at Westminster Abbey, where we went to spend some time, and that purports to be an 11th century document making a grant to the Abbey, but it's got a seal on the bottom, and no one put seals on in the 11th century. It's really quite a good forgery apart from that. We think it's a late 12th century sort of forgery. What we have, though, are lots of prints all over the back of that seal. So we're working with our forensic experts at the moment to compare the prints on that to prints on other late 12th century seals we've got and see whether we can find any matches or if it's maybe a bit later. So we might be able to sort of solve that forgery case.
Just goes to show there's always an opportunity to be caught, even 800 years later.
Absolutely. The other thing is we're going to help people get caught now as well. Fingerprints are amazing things, but we're used to thinking that they're unique. And there is no actual evidence yet, no statistical evidence that they are completely unique. So we're going to give some of our prints. Our forensic experts work with the Home Office a lot, and they're going to use some of our prints to add to the sort of database and material that they're using, modern material, to try and strengthen that statistical evidence. Mm.
That sounds slightly worrying in many ways, right, from that perspective. Presumably we need to be heading on to the biometrics such as retina scans and voice prints before too long. Where is this going to be heading off to? Because clearly, I mean, there's so many exciting things that which you've already discovered by using these forensic techniques and so on. Is it something where you can apply more contemporary technology to finding out more about the past?
Well, when we have worked with the forensic scientists on this particular level of the imagery, they're also going to put the images through some more technical equipment. So we may be able to get better matches and better equipment. So we'll be able to build with that. But really, this is all, we're increasingly finding that this is about identity, about how people are connected or not connected to this thing that's a bit like a signature and a bit like a credit card, if you like, that grants land, that you put on the bottom of your documents, and how the administration or the bureaucracy of document development and document writing was changing in the 13th and 14th century. So those are the ideas we're going to feed into.
And clearly, in the 13th century and so on, we were still, at least Britain, working with Europe. Were there any kind of differences across the continent as far as you can actually tell, or has the focus of the research been primarily on the British state of affairs?
Well, whilst the focus of this project has been primarily on Britain, we are actually working with our colleagues in Germany and Belgium and France, who are also very excited. For example, our colleagues in Germany are finding seals where instead of just finding prints on the back that look as though they're incidental, they're finding places where people push their fingers very deliberately into the wax. And we're looking at some examples in Britain that might do the same sorts of things. And that's enabling us to think about different ways people might be saying, I was here, I was involved.
for people who are listening to this at present, apart from signing up for Lincoln Lights, because there are so many good things that are actually there, how can people find out more details about your own research, Professor Hoskin, and also other sort of areas to maybe get involved with this whole aspect?
Well, they can certainly go and look at our Twitter feed, Imprint Project, and they can go from there to our blog and see what we're doing. And we put up information about cases we find, other sorts of research we've been doing, some of the scientific material we've been working with. And by the end of this year, there will also be a full website as well, where they'll be able to see some of our results too.